Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Young of American Farm Bureau joining us in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. As we cover this year's National FFA Convention in Louisville, had the chance to go through the career show on Wednesday afternoon and caught up with Bob Young, Chief Economist of American Farm Bureau, at the Young Farmers and Ranchers booth, and joining his interaction with the FFA members there. We had the opportunity to talk with him about several issues related to our agricultural economy and farm policy issues. And one of the things we talked about was rebuilding the mama cow herd. He says right now it's not going to be easy and it's going to be slow getting the rebuilding of the herd done, especially given the high price of heifers right now that would be added back into the herd. He says that without a doubt, a lot of folks are going to be dealing with sticker shock.
Well, it is going to be very tough, and I think you're talking about a long time for this herd to kind of come back, or for that matter, even kind of hold its own. Most of the, as you say, the numbers on those replacement heifers or just heifers, period, are very strong at this stage of the game. And again, I think we thought last year that folks were going to hold some of those back, but once we got out to the spring, they just managed to, they were better off to go ahead and put them in the lot and move them on forward. I think we got a lot of producers that are looking at that again this year. You may have better forage supplies available to you, though, this next spring. And so that being the case, you may have some folks that are going to say, no, I want to put grass through those animals and let's hold on to them and build back. I'm a little bit more optimistic that we are going to start building the herd back next year as opposed to, that kind of continued drawdown that we saw this year.
Does it make it tougher for some of these older folks that liquidated their herds to rebuild for these higher prices?
Oh, it will. That you're having, you sold them at one price and you're having to buy them back at another price. And the idea that, we're talking about, buy low, sell high, they're kind of faced with the opposite alternative at this stage of the game. I think we are going to have a number of those older producers that are going to make the decision to, I'm just going to go ahead and let that land be pasture or, be hay that somebody else can come harvest. And, I think I've done this long enough. I think we're going to get a lot of the older producers are going to make that decision for exactly that reason, that those replacement animals are just very expensive at this stage.
Comes back around to these young people plus the 20s and 30 and 40 year olds, they're going to have to really take the burden on, right?
Absolutely, and they will. I think I think the financial opportunities as we move forward are going to be particularly strong for some of those cattle folks. I do think the livestock, the cattle folk in particular, are going to be in a fairly strong position. Cow calf operators in particular, I think we're going to be in a fairly strong position as we move forward over the next 2 or 3 years.
Chief Economist of American Farm Bureau, Bob Young. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 1st, it's the 14th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Fall Cattle Drive. The replacement female sale starting at 1 p.m. at OKC West Stockyards in El Reno on Friday, November 1st. Quality replacement females, bred heifers, young cows and pairs, over 400 head already consigned and more coming in every day. For more details on this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive, contact Chisholm Kinder, 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz from Louisville, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.